from KQED.
Well, it's a moment Congress and the president swore would never come, but here it is. Across-the-board budget cuts, sequestration, if you prefer, cuts affecting the military and domestic programs to the tune of $85 billion. So today we begin with how those cuts will be felt here in California. Friday morning, I asked Senator Dianne Feinstein how California would be affected by the cuts compared to other states.
California overwhelmingly is affected the most. We're almost double anybody else. And that's because we have a big defense sector. So for us, it's immediately 64,000 civilian DOD employees that would be furloughed.
And Feinstein says that's just the start.
It's a cut in our base operations by $54 million. That's the Army, Air Force 15, Navy, maintenance of 5 ships in San Diego. And then it goes on. And I'm very concerned about the education cuts and what happens on the border, food safety, FAA, law enforcement cuts. It's across the board, and you have no flexibility.
At larger airports like SFO and LAX, those cuts Senator Feinstein mentioned could mean longer lines at TSA screening and border control when you return from another country. And if air traffic controllers are furloughed, it could mean more flight delays. Meanwhile, at 23 smaller California airports, like San Carlos Airport up the road from SFO, control towers could be closed completely. San Carlos Airport spokesman Marshall Wilson says trained pilots are used to doing instrument takeoffs and landings safely, but he compares it to traffic intersections.
It might be perfectly safe if everyone's following the rules and drivers know what they're doing. But generally, is it safer, say, if you have a crossing guard there, another set of eyes and ears watching over it? Yes. And that's one of the reasons we like having air traffic controllers here. It is that extra set of eyes and ears.
Also on the chopping block, national parks. California has 26 of them, including the crown jewel, Yosemite, where park ranger Scott Gedeman says the fear of budget cuts is already being felt.
We are not hiring any seasonal rangers at this point. The seasonal rangers are kind of the backbone of the park. You know, we'll hire rangers to collect, you know, entrance fees at the gate, to patrol the campgrounds at night, to talk to folks about bears, to lead the interpretive programs.
One reason California takes a disproportionate hit, as Senator Feinstein alluded to, we depend a lot on defense spending. Not quite like the 1970s and 80s, but still enough to feel potential cuts like these. And nowhere is that more true than in San Diego, home to Camp Pendleton and other military bases. Reporter Allison St. John from KPBS is here to talk about that. And Allison, who is going to feel the Pentagon cuts the most?
Well, our economy is very heavily dependent on the military. It's estimated between 20 and 25% of our jobs depend on DOD spending in one way or the other. Ironically, the uniformed military, of whom we have about 100,000 people, won't be that immediately affected. Their pay and benefits is not affected, nor will veteran benefits. But the private sector is what's going to see the worst of it right away. Shipyards, NASSCO, for example, these shipyards are losing contracts, and 4,000 people eventually could be laid off, as predicted. Already there have been 2,000 pink slips issued, and 375 people have been laid off as of today at NASSCO. There's also these 64,000 civilian DOD workers that Feinstein mentioned, and we have 25,000 DOD civilians working with the Navy here. So starting in April, they could see their pay cut by 20%. And finally, contractors, who earn about $8 to $9 billion for San Diego, have been putting in hiring freezes and are beginning to think about laying people off because of programmatic cuts to their contracts.
All of it going on, of course, during the middle of a war. How are local officials bracing for the sequestration?
Well, many of them, of course, are saying they really haven't really got their arms around how this could affect the economy. Our mayor, Bob Filner, who spent 20 years in Congress, says he thinks that this must eventually get solved before it hits. But he went down to the shipyards to rally the shipyard workers who are already losing their jobs. And here's some of what he had to say.
Yes, it's for our readiness. Yes, it's for our country's future. Yes, it's for ship repair. Yes, it's for our Navy. But it's about you guys who work every single day with great competence, with energy.
And Allison Filner, of course, is a Democrat. The city of San Diego, pretty Democratic. But what about Republicans? It's a blue or really a purple county. What are Republicans like, say, Congressman Duncan Hunter or Daryl Issa saying?
Well, Duncan Hunter, who, of course, served some time in Iraq himself, has been very outspoken and says that proposed cuts to the fleet from 313 to 306 ships would affect the Navy's long-term ability to project force on a global scale. And he says that the Navy needs 500 ships and needs to expand rather than contract. So they, of course, are blaming all this on the president, but they're calling it the threat of a hollow force if this goes into effect.
And those Pentagon cuts, of course, translate into jobs lost or salaries reduced, as do other spending reductions and things like research. Mina Kim is KQED's health reporter. And Mina, California is, of course, a state with plenty of federally funded research. Where would the sequester hit along those lines?
That's right, Scott. The National Institutes of Health fund many of the state's medical research institutions and will lose $1.6 billion under the automatic cuts. Now, UC San Francisco actually gets more money from NIH than any other public university here, and it's projecting losses of nearly $30 million this year and more than 200 unfunded projects. UCSF's Vice Chancellor for Research, Keith Yamamoto, says NIH has trimmed previously approved grants by 10 to 20% in preparation for the cuts. And so researchers have already been making adjustments.
So parts of a project are simply not being done. In some cases, that may mean that a hire of a trainee or a permanent staff investigator would not happen. It would be at least delayed.
And Yamamoto says these disruptions are enough to halt, you know, medical advancements or stall careers.
And Mina, what about health programs? Medicaid, of course, the big one is protected under sequestration, but there must be other health programs. What about ones, particularly ones that help, say, women and children?
Right. Health advocates for the poor, like United Ways of California, are particularly concerned with cuts to programs like Head Start, Meals on Wheels, the Women, Infants, and Children Nutrition Program, or WIC, and also Emergency Food and Shelter. I mean, we're also looking at fewer children receiving vaccinations, fewer people getting help paying for their HIV medications, and even fewer HIV tests.
And then finally, Mina, what about Medicare? Are seniors going to feel these cuts?
Medicare patients won't see cuts to their benefits, but the doctors and hospitals that serve them will see payment cuts. And so the head of the California Medical Association, he said that that's going to make it harder for some doctors to see Medicare patients and could exacerbate a doctor shortage that some seniors are already reporting. Now, the one thing about these cuts is that under law, they don't take effect until April 1st. So there's some hope that there'll be public outcry from these sequester cuts that could spur lawmakers to avert them.
And certainly a lot of people hoping that happens. Finally, education. The sequester is going to take a big chunk, or would, out of those programs. And KQED's Charla Bear picks it up from there. Charla, it seems like California routinely ends up near the bottom of lists of per pupil spending already. These budget cuts could only make it worse, I assume. Where is it going to be felt?
Unfortunately, students of all ages could be hit. The state stands to lose hundreds of millions of dollars, as Mina mentioned, that will hit Head Start, early learning programs. K-12 school districts will also be hit. College financial aid is not safe. Most of the money is meant to help the neediest students. We're talking more than 9,000 work-study students, possibly up to 6,000 Head Start students. At the local K-12 level, the biggest chunks will come out of federal funds for special education and Title I for low-income students. But education officials actually say districts can't cut some of those programs. I spoke with Erica Hoffman. She's a legislative advocate with the Association of California School Administrators.
Those are federally mandated programs, and we can't not do them. So in order to make sure that students still receive the services they need, schools are going to have to start making this up out of other parts of their budget.
In other words, they may have to cut teachers, possibly up to 1,200 of them statewide, and that means class sizes could swell.
And at some point, especially if we're talking about preschool programs, that kind of thing, parents are going to be affected too.
Oh, yeah, the ripple effect could be huge. I mean, this is, parents and families who rely on these for taking care of the kids so they can go to work. So there could also be folks who can't get to work. It goes on.
And of course, some folks feel this is just one big poker game, that a last-minute deal is going to stop all this from happening, or at least the worst of it. I know you all will be keeping a close eye on that to see what happens. Mina Kim and Charla Bear from KQED, Allison St. John from KPBS in San Diego. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Scott.
My pleasure.
Thank you.